Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. And this is Lead by Example. My kids have always been something that I've always wanted in my life. I think that I've always wanted kids to the point to where I wanted them without regard to how I was going to act as a father and as a mentor and as a provider. I think that I would just have kids and things would just evolve and they would grow up and, you know, I would have them in my life and all that stuff's great and that's all reality. But at the end of the day, I never thought about my own personal life and how I lived would attribute to the growth of their beings and how I lived my life and how that would reflect onto them. And I never took accountability for that for many years. Literally up until probably about the age of 37 is when I started getting to the understanding of what human beings are designed to be and we're emotional beings. So as soon as I realized that and I started understanding that and that was a focus that I needed to really have a vision on, focusing on and learning about so that I could be the best version of myself to them and all the other stuff I talk about currently, I needed to first take a step back and assess the situation that I had at hand. So parents set the tone for their children from beginning to end in their life and everything they do. If you eat healthy, they eat healthy. If you exercise, your kids will exercise. If you behave appropriately, your kids will behave appropriately. Just don't ever tell them how to live. Show them. That's kind of the whole focus of this little short episode I have for you guys. I want to give you guys some examples, okay, of what I learned, okay, being a parent and how do we evolve as a parent. And I also want to tell you that it's not too late. If you're a parent out there and you're saying, you know what, I've already screwed up enough, Colt. I ain't changing. There's no way they're going to learn. My daughter's 14 or 15 or about to be 18 or my son or whatever. It's never too late. It's never too late to show them, okay? Because you're never going to what? You're never going to give up on your kids. I'll never give up on my kids no matter what. May show them some hard love every now and then, but I'll always mention that I love them. And what I'm doing for them is trying to teach them, okay? Because I'm their parent first, okay? I'm not their friend. I make that very, very broad to my kids. I make my daughters understand that I'm their parent, okay? There's a real broad approach to that, but you know, there's things that I can or can't do, but I make sure that I'm not going to be your friend because a friend is someone who's just going to, you know, be there for you, but they're not going to care deeply about your future maybe as much as a parent would, okay? And so as a parent, it's my job to teach you and correct you and not adhere to your adversities or the things that are troubling you, but to understand them. But let's move forward. Some examples, okay? In past traumas, I was raised with a family that was extremely obese and overweight. My Aunt Shirley had a diabetes, just like I would say 70% of my family. And hers was so bad that she actually passed away from it. She had to have her leg amputated because she had improper blood flow. And she went blind after a while, right around, I think it was like 55. So all I ever knew was and to grow up with was being overweight was normal. My whole family was on Social Security. They never made any money. They were all struggling. They all gossiped about each other. We're all Italian. It's kind of a thing in some of those families. But I always realized that I didn't want to be like that. I didn't want to be overweight. I didn't want to live on Social Security for the rest of my life and just scrape by and have to go to the Dollar Tree for food every day. And I wanted to be smart. And I wanted to be able to give more to my kids and my family because I felt like they deserved more. And what set the tone for that was someone had told me, how much do you love your kids? I said, to the end of the earth, forever. I'll give them whatever. Be like, you say that, but you're not doing it. Someone told me that. If you wanted to give your kids everything, why wouldn't you just go make $1 million for them so they can live their life financially free? Why wouldn't you go work out every day so that you show them that fitness is extremely important and it's going to be helpful to them for their stress relief and it's going to be helpful for them mentally so that they can lead their family in the future with the same exact cycle? Why don't you lead them mentally And instead of being angry at stuff, which I used to always be angry, why don't you try to teach yourself to be more calm, have more of a calm physical approach and not be reactive? Because people that are reactive are people that are out of control. So as I started doing that around like 37-ish, and I started focusing on mindset and self-help and things like that, I started calming myself. I started looking at things a little differently. I started looking at my kids reacting, trying to get me to react as a way of me teaching them. They wanted to see how I was going to be reactive. So it's caught, not taught. So when your kids snap at you or say something, like my older daughter generally does, she's always trying to push my buttons. And I think everybody has a kid that does that. She's always trying to push my buttons and, you know, try to see if I react and maybe make a comment or curse at me or say something that just, you know, promotes, say, I'm a teenager and I have control and you don't. Well, guess what? You can think you have control, but when you need something, I'm going to be here for it. And I'll be the deciding factor on whether I'm going to grant you that or not, depending on your actions. So I lead an example based on how I react to them and how I show them how I am in my household. So I always make sure that my presence is known, that I'm home. I always make sure that I tell them I love them. I always make sure that I give them a hug. I always make sure that they know that they're heard no matter what. No matter what, your kids need to be heard. If you're the kind of parent that's always blowing off your kids and you can't have the time or you can't find the time to hear them, they're going to get heard from somebody else. And typically from ladies, young ladies, they get heard from other men. And that's how they seek attention. Young men seek it from other men. And maybe the men that they want love from, like I did, which turned into being gangs and things like that. And I would seek love from the wrong people because they made me feel love. That's why gangs exist. That's why people that are doing wrong exist, because that's how they show love to each other, is to shed blood together, you know, or shed pain together and do acts of violence and things like that. And those things don't heal you. They make you worse. But how I was raised is to learn that from other people. Don't let your kids learn that way. So going back to my kids, I always looked at how my family raised me. I always looked at the gossiping, the being overweight, the struggling financially, all those things I never wanted. I never wanted to be someone that was talking about other people behind their back all the time. I never wanted to be someone that was overweight all the time. I never wanted to be someone that was struggling. God bless my family. They showed me family. They were always there for me. No matter how much money they had, they always made time for each other. And I love them all for that. But my family definitely had the portrayal of a life that I just never wanted to live for myself. I wanted to be different. And I did. I started differently. I went in the Marine Corps at a young age and I learned the hard way. For me, the hard way was the way of life, because I was always talking myself out of it. Can't be that hard. I'm going to go do it. And I just proved it to myself. And that's kind of how I structure things with my kids. My kids know that they can't give up on anything. All my three girls know that quitting is not an option. And I always tell them, I take my last name in pride, which I never did before, but I always tell them now, I say, hey, you're a Curtis, aren't you? You have my genes. You know that, right? You have my genes. Yeah, Dad, but I'm not as strong as you. No, no, no. You're 100% as strong as me because you have my genes. You're just like me. You have all the right qualities. You got to stop telling yourself that you can't and start telling yourself that you can. You can do it. Kids listen. You got to tell them till you're blue in the face enough times, but they listen. They're watching. They ain't blind. They're watching how you live. And some people say it the most. Someone said this to me the most, and they were saying, you know, the person that knows you the best is your children. You know, and if you think that other people know you, they don't. Not like your children do. You want to lie to yourself and say you're a good parent? Well, your kids know if you're a good parent or not. They know if you're there for them or if you're not. And you want to say that, you know, you make good money. Your kids see if you're struggling or not at home financially, and they feel that. You know, they feel that if you can't provide stuff or you can't pay for their, you know, doctor's visits or, you know, their track appointments or whatever, they know, you know, unless you got a reason for not paying it. They know when you're struggling, and they see all these things. The last thing that I ever wanted to do was to ever let my kids see me fail. That is the one fear I think all parents feel, is that you cannot let your kids see you fail at all. You can't. It's an unwritten rule. You can't let them see you fail, because if they see you fail, then they'll know that they can fail. They'll know that it's okay. And in my family, in my Curtis family, there is no option for failure. There is no room for failure. It is not an option. You go till you have no more in you. You never quit because there is always a sunny side of the hill once you get over it. Okay. You might be a little gloomy at first. It might be a little rough. Today might be a little rough, but you're just living by the moment. And I always tell my girls, just because you're having a bad moment doesn't mean you're having a bad life. Remember that. Just because the moment itself is bad, that doesn't mean that the end of your life is going to be the exact same way. Those are just moments. Those are brief moments in time. Life has to have low frequencies and high frequencies. These frequencies are set so that we desire the other frequency, okay? We naturally think negatively as humans. So when you have a high frequency, our natural, you know, path is to go negative and it's to think about that. It's a natural thing, okay? You want to try to vibe at the highest realm possible. And the highest realm of frequency is authenticity. And I've said this before, your most authentic self. If you want to cuss because that's your natural self, then you cuss. If you want to be all about God and talk about it all day long, then you talk about it all day long. If you want to be at home with your kids and just love your family all day long, then do that. Be who you are authentically, okay? Those are your people. Don't worry about what anyone perceives you as. The only person that matters how they perceive you is God and your children. That's it. And your spouse, of course, if you're married. You have to understand where the true value is in life. Nothing else matters. Everyone has a chance to set the tone for their children. Everyone has a chance to change the history of what had become before you. Just because you had an obese family on Social Security that was involved in whatever that just wasn't who you are today, doesn't mean that you have to live life that way. You don't have to continue the cycle. Because I was the first person that actually broke my cycle in my family. I should be 220 pounds right now. I should be living on disability or VA disability, maybe from the war. I should be doing everything other than trying to have a life for myself. I should be sitting at home, eating bonbons and just overweight stuff, getting food in my belly button, you know, watching TV and exonerating myself with porn or whatever garbage. And just having no purpose on having a better future. I should be doing that because that's just how my history was. But I think there comes a time when you want more. And I wanted more. I didn't want more just for myself. I wanted more for everybody else. I wanted my family to be proud of me. My whole life, all I wanted was somebody to be proud of me. I wanted my grandma and my grandpa looking back up at me because they tried so hard to financially support us. Even though my mom had nothing, being a poor single woman, my grandparents were always there for me with nothing in their pockets but love. My grandpa took me to get donuts all the time. That's all he could afford. Couldn't buy me anything. His car barely ran, but he was always there for me. That's one thing that my family always had and that I took from. Because you take something from everything. You take a learning experience from everything. And my family gave me the most presence. The most presence. I learned what a true Italian family was about, and it was about presence. And in my family, being Italian is all about family. It's all about presence. The more that you're together, the closer that you get. And you got this weird relationship where it's, you love each other sometimes, and then you're annoyed by each other, but you're always there for each other, no matter what happens. Every holiday, you guys get together, and you guys hang out and do all these fun things. And I still do the same actions with my kids. I celebrate holidays, I decorate, I cook, I do all the exact same stuff that my grandma and grandpa instilled onto me, even though my mom couldn't do a lot of it because she was so poor and so busy working. But I realized that I wanted to take good and bad from being raised, and I wanted to make sure that I took the good from what I learned from my family and the bad, the things that I didn't think a human being should have to accept in their life, which was being overweight, being financially insecure, and having no faith presence. Those things were struggling. So I took the good, which is the family atmosphere, which I wanted to be a family man and have a good life and have, you know, holidays and things like that with my kids so I could show them love and I could show them what dad does. Dad's house is the place where everyone gets together for holidays. But then I also wanted to show them the part that was missing in my life, which was a clean cut, honest, godly man that is physically present in their lives, that is physically fit, not only physically, but mentally, has a strong mindset, and that is smart and educated. I'm one of the first people with a college degree in my family. And then not to mention being the person that I always admired most. And I broke that cycle because my whole family had things from the past that they never had healed from their kids or their families or whatnot. I took everything and I just started over. I said, you know what? I'm the one that had this horrible past with my dad changing his sex, leaving my mom alone to fend for herself, and all these traumas. And I've forgiven them all. I've forgiven everything. I raised my sister. I took care of my mom. I got out. I went and became a Marine Corps sergeant in the Marine Corps. I went to combat. I got home. And then I was suffering a little bit. But I got back on the horse and I kept riding. And you always pick up your pack and you have to keep moving forward. And your kids need to see that. My kids know the struggles that I've went through, but I don't bring it up as a crutch. I always make sure that they know that those offerings, I call them offerings to me, were to teach me what it's like to be that person on the other side. And I thank God for it every single day that I was taught to have nothing. I was taught to have less than. I was taught to have adversity and to accept adversity in my life. Mike Tyson said it best. He said, it's not about how many times you get hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and move forward. Actually, I think that was Rocky, right? I think that was Rocky. Sylvester Stallone. It's about how many times you get hit and then how many times you can keep getting hit moving forward. Okay. That's what life is. Life's always going to punch you in the face and it's going to slow you down. Okay. You got to make sure to do the exact same thing and you got to be consistent. Parenthood is all about consistency. If you don't see it today and you don't notice it, and if you're a parent, your kids are watching. They're watching every single move you make, whether you like it or not, whether they tell you they hate you, like my older one sometimes, she thinks she hates me, but they know who the good person is. And all it's going to take is for them to get a little older, and you're going to see the person that they turned out to be. And then you're going to know if you made it or not. You're going to know if what you did worked. And if you're that parent that's just having a lifestyle moment right now where you're like, you know, I need to change, Colt, but how am I going to change? Let me tell you. Start up by doing your discipline. Know your non-negotiables. Get your ass up out of bed. Have purpose. Accomplish tasks. Dominate every single moment you're awake. Every single ounce of energy. Every single second. Make sure that it counts. Do not invite negative energy into your life. Surround yourself with positive people, even if you have to get rid of everybody and start over. Keep your kids. Create the same cycle, the same consistency every day, and tell yourself that no matter what happens in life, you're going to get up and you're going to do the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter if you lose it all, you're going to do the same thing over and over again. Have that discipline, have that drive, focus on every moment, be task-oriented, have a vision, have your goals, have your non-negotiables written out, and then take on life and show your kids that you could be the best parent that you can be. Show your kids, because they deserve it. They didn't ask to come into this world. You did. You brought them here. Take them as a gift from God and understand that they need to be loved and they need your time and need your presence. And you're going to do the best that you can with what's in your control. Stop focusing on the things that you can't control and focus on the things that you can control, because that's life. You all are winners, and if you're a parent doing it alone like me, I commend you. You're taking on kids that aren't yours, I commend you. And if you're someone that just needs to hear that they're doing a good job, I commend you, and I'm proud of you. Because everybody needs to hear that, especially people that struggle every day to get up and get out and get some every single day. Keep fighting the good fight. Your kids are watching you. And if they're not watching you, someone's always watching you. Make sure that they're watching the best version of you, not someone that's making them a worse version of themselves. Until next time, guys, get up, get after it, and get some.